com. I currently have in the studio Sonia Mao and Monica Williams and Myra Gordon, and they are ladies who are involved in the Multicultural Leadership Program. But I want to say, really, Myra, you had a special focus, or you had a special job with MCLP. Do you want to talk a little bit about what that was?
Well, the Illinois Prairie Community Foundation, which I am the executive director of, has a fund for the Multicultural Leadership Program. And so we help them raise the funds to do their program, just like we have funds for a lot of different organizations here in town. And we have our own fund that we're really excited about called the Women to Women Fund. And that's why I invited Monica to be with us today, because Monica's going to be on a program that the Women to Women Fund is doing on April 28th at the Bloomington Public Library. We have a education social meeting that's called Celebrating Local Diversity. And we are going to celebrate this by having a panel of recent graduates from the Multicultural Leadership Program be our guests. And Monica's going to be one of the people on the panel. This event kicks off at 4 o'clock on the 28th of April at the Bloomington Public Library. And we want to invite all women particularly who are in the area, who would be interested in learning more about diversity in our community, to come and join us and meet a lot of other great women. Sonia is our newest member of the Women to Women Fund, so we're very excited and welcome her.
Thank you.
It seems like we need to explain a little bit more about this. Monica, welcome to the Broadview on WJBC.
Thank you.
Can you tell us a little bit about your experience as being an MCLP graduate?
Well, first off, it was an awesome experience. The last 8 months have been a whirlwind. We actually got to learn a lot of things about building high-performing teams. I had a wonderful team that I worked with the Boys and Girls Club. I think we're going to be friends forever because we learned so much about the Boys and Girls Club and what they're about and the needs that they have. And we're going to continue that partnership with the Boys and Girls Club.
Anybody that helps young people should be applauded. Thank you very much for helping them, Monica. That's great. So what do you expect to say at the Woman to Woman Exchange coming up on April 28th at the Bloomington Public Library?
To really talk about empowerment of women and to talk about the diverse talents that women bring to the workforce, to the community. The engagement of women is important in this community. And just, I'm really prepared for anything that anyone has any questions about, to just talk freely about that.
Okay.
My experiences and so forth.
Your experiences. Go ahead, Sonia.
Yeah, and I love what you said, because empowerment to me is what underlines the whole Multicultural Leadership Program. Mm-hmm. And the word leadership is in the middle, because most women don't actually realize how much of a leadership role they have at the home, at work, with their husbands. And so the first part of this program is to help them explore themselves, their passions, and their leadership style. And then you hone it by working on a project. Mm-hmm. And to me, you know, women are more than half the population. So if we can groom more leaders in that world, we'll have a better country and world, I think.
I agree. Because I always tell my folks, you don't have to be a leader that sits behind a wall and you actually lead people. A leader can be anyone that can empower someone, that can influence someone. A good follower is also. You have to be a good follower to be
right.
A good leader.
Now, what exactly are you talking about, though, in your case, Monica? What did you think that you came, what did you grow as a leader? How did you grow as a leader during this, for Multicultural Leadership Program involvement?
I think that I grew in the aspect of becoming more influential with people that I serve in the community, because I believe in servant leadership. I believe you have to serve first and lead second, because they kind of, that's just been something that I've grown up with my family, and so that's the type of persona that I always have, that I am going to be your servant first to lead you second.
Oh, kind of like Jesus washing the feet of his disciples.
Exactly.
All right. And Myra, you are, again, Congratulations on your nomination for the YWCA nominee, Thank Women you. Of Distinction, and you definitely are that. What do you want to add to this conversation?
Well, one of the things that we're trying to do with the Women to Women Fund is really get ourselves as women aware of a lot of different aspects of life for women and children in the community. We're the Women to Women Fund, obviously, since it's called a fund, is to raise funds so that the women in this fund can then decide on grants that we would like to make. But before we decide on grants and organizations to support, we want to learn more about what's going on in the community and have a chance to have really a women's exchange. One of the nice things about our meetings is that we have speakers and panels, and then we open it up and have great discussions and a chance for women to ask questions and raise their own points of view. And to me, a lot about what leadership is bringing in lots of different points of view and listening a lot of times.
The first exchange was wonderful, and I'm sorry I won't be able to make the second, but I hope that everybody out there, the women especially, would be there April 28th, 4 p.m., Bloomington Public Library, three Multicultural Leadership Program graduates talking about. You're going to talk about the Woman to Woman Fund?
We're going to talk about local diversity and how perhaps the Women to Women Fund could make a difference with our involvement in local diversity.
And by the way, Deanna Frouchy is going to be the moderator.
She's
so creative.
She's on
she?
The Broadview next, right yeah. after you leave. Myra Gordon, thank you very much for being here. And you are the executive director, am I saying that wrong? You're executive director of the Illinois Prairie Community Foundation. How can people get a hold of you?
The Community Foundation has a telephone, 662-4477. We also have a website if people want to go out there and take a look. And my email is mgordon@ilprairiecf.org.
Go ahead.
And if anybody would like to come to the program on the 28th, we hope that they will email us and let us know that they'd like to attend, just so we can figure out. We will have refreshments and a chance to get to know each other. So.
And it is free.
Yes,
it is
free.
Wonderful. Thank you, Myra, very much for coming on the Broadview on
thank
WJBC.
You.
And thank you, Monica. Thank you for, and best wishes to you. I hope to see you again very soon.
Thank you.
I expect we will.
Yeah, and Sonia, of course, Sonia's here. And we'll be right back on WJBC and WJBC.com.